Howdy, folks. Widget Walls from NeedCoffee.com here. You are about to listen to the Weekend Justice 2010 year-ending show, which is primarily a bunch of outtakes that wound up on the cutting room floor and a little bit of best of thrown in for good measure. a couple things of business before we get started. I wanted to share with you a couple things that I learned over the course of 2010. The first thing is something that I relearned. It's not something that I ever really forgot. But that is that the people who work with me on Need Coffee and the members of the Weekend Justice League are really, I'm just very lucky to have them. So I wanted to say thank you to them primarily, to everybody who works on Need Coffee. But this is a Weekend Justice thing. So, but it's just like Weekend Justice, when it started off as a podcast, was just me talking to you, the listener, like I am right now. And it was boring, probably like it is right now. Throwing a bunch of my really good friends into the mix made it listenable and made it fun and made it into something that has evolved into realizing that all of these people that I've somehow been lucky enough to be surrounded with are very quick, smart, funny, sick individuals who are fantastic as basically a comedy ensemble. So I'm very lucky and very grateful to them and for everybody who works on Need Coffee, because just like Weekend Justice would have been just me, you know, blah at you for, you know, a couple of hours, Need Coffee would not be what it is without the people who surround me and help me with it. So that's something that I've relearned and something that I think we're going to try to take more advantage of in 2011, because the amount of talent that we've got here that I'm blessed with being associated with is quite formidable. So I just wanted to say thanks to everybody who took part and you know, showed up for these podcasts, showed up for the website, and helped me. But they did it. I mean, they didn't help me. I helped them make it awesome. so that is the main thing. The second thing that I've learned is I really need to shave some more stuff off of these podcasts, because very little winds up on the cutting room floor of Weekend Justice, if you hadn't noticed. So I am grateful that we did the Ultimate Weekend Justice April Fool's episode, because when I was going back through all of the raw files, I found the original preparation thing that we were doing for it. And so a pretty good chunk of that is in there that's I don't believe has ever been heard before. And a couple of classic bits that I came across and I thought, I want to revisit those. So I think I need to save some stuff next time, more stuff for this, because it's just so hard finding stuff. So that's the second thing I learned. And a couple of other pieces of business. I wanted to say some quick thank yous to Need Coffee's executive producers, Cosette and Thespia, who basically keep me sane as much as possible. And without them, none of this would be happening. I wanted to thank Clutch, who gave us their song, and we turned it into our theme song, A Promoter of Earthbound Causes. And I have no idea why they were kind enough to give us permission to do that, but it's very cool of them to have done so. And lastly, I wanted to say thank you to you, the listener. Obviously, we would probably be talking to ourselves if no one was listening, but the fact that you are listening it means a lot to us, more than we let on, especially these days when, as we careen into 2011, pretty much everybody and their dog has a podcast. I'm amazed Hell Puppy Cora doesn't have her own podcast, frankly. So with all of those many choices, not just podcasts, but music, Xbox, all the stuff that we talk about on the show, the fact that you want to spend some time each week with us means a great deal to us. And don't think we take that lightly. It actually does mean quite a bit. So anyway, and as I'm recording this, I just got a text from Aaron saying that it's officially 2011 in Ireland. So it's going to be here soon. So I just wanted to take a moment to throw all of that out at you, and primarily to say thank you to my friends who helped me out with this, and thank you to all of you. You are my friends as well. So anyway, good luck with what you're about to hear. I have no idea what many of it means, but That's Weekend Justice. So we'll see you in 2011. Thank you so much for your support. And stay caffeinated, stay stimulated, stay safe. Bye.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Year.
Woo.
And we know all this shit's going to be on the outtake special at some point. Thanks, Widge.
I'm not that early.
It is 8:30. You are correct.
It's the right night, right?
No, it is not.
It's Wednesday.
It was yesterday.
No, it's on my calendar for today.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it was yesterday. I can't verify your calendar.
Seriously?
Yes.
Aw, crap. And I could have done it last night.
Oh.
Seriously, it was really last night?
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You are. I'm going to my Gmail.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you are lying?
Maybe.
He's lying. John's... being a jerk, even after I did nice things for John.
No, it is tonight.
It is tonight, yeah. And he's being a jerk.
What? Who are you talking to? There's no one else here.
I just always get concerned every time there's a scuffle coming from your end, Din, because I just picture you being pinned under an avalanche of books.
There actually was an avalanche of books, and it was kind of my fault because we have in the fiction library room, we have a rolling chair, little leather-covered chair, and that's the only way that I can reach the top two shelves.
Oh!
Yeah.
Get a step stool, Jen.
Yeah. I know, we need to buy one. It's just that, you know, buying anything is, well, I can buy this, or I could buy a new book.
I know. But can't read anymore.
Exactly.
That's not true. If I break my neck, then I would have some kind of government assistance, and I could lay around and do nothing but read.
I just don't want to hear it coming over the...
like turn the pages for you.
Damn, I just don't want to hear you on the mic basically going, Doc,
help me.
I'm pinned under the golden bow. Help me.
The Neal Stephenson section has crushed me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The site is monsterbloodtattoo.com.
You've been
Do
served.
Do we have a serve?
You can have serve.
I can have serve.
Serve, you need to lean into the mic.
I can't get any closer.
Yeah. Yes, you can. I bet you. Well, I don't know. John, maybe you can't.
Sit on John's lap.
Like I said, I can't get like any infants. Closer.
Oh, wow.
And Rob?
Yeah.
Rob?
All right, I'll be back shortly.
I love your music cast. Okay.
You love my wife?
I love your music cast. I do. I do, I do, I do. But man, I hope you get like canceled at 11 episodes.
You mean our podcast?
Eastwake showed out more than you did. Yeah. Oh, so it cancels you at 11 episodes.
So then you're not only insulting me, you're insulting the good hard work of Tuffley and Widget.
No, just you. I want you to be canceled at 11.
Well, well, you can cancel me after 11, but the show will still go on.
Shoot.
No, I can guarantee we're going to go more than 11.
Damn.
Even if we weren't before, we are now.
Now you are. God damn it, I'm going down now. So yeah, I can say...
They'll use audio cutups on my voice if they have to.
We'll get John to create a soundboard for the soundboard.
I hate audio. I want to talk about
football. But since I'm the token foreigner, I was thinking about doing an English accent, but I don't know how well that would hold up for 30 minutes.
Ooh, try Russian.
All I can do is...
You mean that sounds very sexual, Aaron.
Can you do Ooh. Italian?
Try Russian. Have you tried Russian in the past, Aaron?
Well, me no. or him? I have.
I guess either. Whoever wants to answer it.
I like to take my time. But no, I could probably do... I could do Italian, but yeah. It'd be doing Mario impression for 30 minutes.
That's you know, we awesome. Were given this assignment like a month ago, 2 months ago.
Quiet, well, teacher's pet.
I came up with like three...
Is Rock sucking up already?
He's not even on.
Three ideas. One was to another token foreigner.
There you go.
One was to be an animal. So basically, I would be a sheep for the whole podcast and just go meh, and you
that,
guys.
That works really well for being from Ireland, I would guess. Yeah.
And
you might attract Scott with it.
And the other would just be to have like a lisp for the whole show.
Can you do it with a lisp Scott. And a limp? Because, you know, I think the limp would really make
it's
that work.
It's a podcast, Lee. Yeah.
No, really, Ken? Seriously? I didn't know.
But fuck you can her, you I can swear. Limp away.
Fuck her, I swear.
No, I swear I didn't. See what
yeah, you did.
He was you the whole time.
Quick, everyone hide. By everyone, I mean you and me, John.
I'm hiding.
I hope she doesn't find us.
So do I.
Shh. You shh.
No.
Shh.
Shh. She'll hear you.
Shh.
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 Shh. Don't. Emma. Shut.
Shh. You shut that thing up.
Okay. Emma, go away. Give me away.
What?
Shh. Back.
Fine. You just talk in your little codes. Passing notes.
She's not gonna find us.
I don't think she will.
Whatever. Better you do, watch don't... it or I'll give you girl cooties.
She's a girl.
That's right. And we have cooties.
You still behind the couch, Ken?
John.
Yes.
Shh. Go touch her. Go touch her boobies.
Oh, that's gross.
Try it.
No.
You try it.
No. You said boobies.
How did you guys just grow up?
She's talking to us.
I know.
Yeah,
shh.
You boys can't hide, you know. I know you're there.
Shh. Don't laugh. Shh,
fine.
Quiet.
One day you'll want a girl to talk to you.
You.
It's fine.
Go touch him.
You touch him.
You. Oh.
I'll break your hand if you do.
It's totally worth it. Go.
Now I'm turned on. Is that wrong?
Go see.
Hold on.
Don't you fucking touch me! Jabutel's got cooties!
I don't have cooties!
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You got boy cooties.
You got girl cooties.
Boy cooties are gross. They're like crabs.
Here, I'm wiping my hand on Ken. Now Ken's got cooties.
Ew, you're gay.
Booby cooties.
scene.
I ate food. Somehow that's good for you.
Congratulations.
Well, John, I did, and it was more. It was more than just a piece of cheese.
Am I missing something here?
No, I'm going to be all innocent and sweet, I think. I don't know.
That is the worst accent.
I can do it really well, though, can I?
You can.
It's a little scary.
That's going to be the most retarded one we've ever done.
Oh, Mort? Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
like
a... I think it was just called Mort. Yeah, it was that one. So I think I kind of imprinted on Death and his family.
Oh, okay. No, mine was Granny Weatherwax. Anyway, I think John wants
to... We should probably go. They're like, yeah. Okay, call each other on the phone if you want to have chit-chat time.
I was just thinking you guys were just going to go ahead and record the Gru Cafe now. I was just figuring. I'll sit back.
Quit talking to my husband offline, okay?
What about the left-hand
nothing.
What? Is this
nothing.
Some sort of reference to the left-handed satanic path? What's going on?
No, nothing. Nothing.
That's probably another way of putting it.
All right, Lee, do you have your personality? It's supposed to be like a...
Shut up, Ken. All right, but what's the personality supposed to be, Rox? Help me.
Anything. Do the opposite. Be me, and I'll be like the queen of the junior league. That's what I was thinking.
All you
so,
have to do
so.
Is talk like a female Emo Phillips, and
talk
then
like
you're
Emo
off.
Phillips, and see where we're gonna go.
Ta-da. All right. Well, Rob.
Hold on. We got 30 more seconds to fill.
No, we don't.
No, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. We just filled the seconds by complaining that we were done.
2:59, 43, 45. 46.
What is this, a countdown?
48. Yes. 49. 50.
What is this, the 2012 countdown to destruction?
8, 7, 6. 5,
stay tuned
God,
for
4,
the special
oh,
gifts
no.
of the Halloween.
2, 1.
The big giveaway.
3 hours.
Yay! Soon. Happy, happy Halloween.
Oh my
previously
God.
On 24.
We got 3 hours in. Of course, we would have made up that time with the whole intro music and everything.
Of course, intro music and
so
the,
really, this is all just surplus. People
the
should
overture
be.
That's
and
right.
Then we have the exit music, and then there's the intermission. So I mean, we're really at about 3 hours and 45.
The intermezzo and
what?
Anyway,
plus if
well,
we include Scott's
theme,
we should be
fine. The intermezzo.
The nocturnal admission.
The adagio. The allegro.
The nice middle keyboard solo.
The Roxio.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't mean you, Rox. I mean the actual CD burning software.
I know.
Yes.
I
know. Okay, Ken. I might pull some things out and embarrass
you. Oh, it gets better and better.
Pulling them
Ken?
Out would be better than poking them.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Weekend Justice. It's the Weekend Justice podcast, and fuck off, all of you. That's what we say on Weekend Justice, is fuck off, all of you, because we're here on needcoffee.com. We're here in the Hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League.
All
bye,
right.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Happy Chewbacca.
Chewbacca?
Chewbacca?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Happy Hugo Chavez.
Chewbacca. Happy Chewbacca. No,
oh yeah, that's not going to get us letters.
Rox?
How's that?
It's horrible. Ooh. Where are you calling from?
My house.
Where? What dead zone in it? And I don't mean killing zone.
Are you,
what dead zone?
Are you using Wi-Fi or are you landline? Or I mean, are you using electric
I'm
landline?
I'm Wi-Fiing it.
Can you possibly plug in?
Are you running anything else that might be using the connection?
No. I don't know. A number popped up. Let me try that.
Well, you're sounding a little better.
Okay.
Of course. Okay. Well.
Hi, it's Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Lee.
Now you're sounding like Lee, Rox.
I don't care how long it lasts. I figure it 30 minutes tops before we just basically call it off and then... Take a
2-minute break, and then we do like a 2-hour version of Weekend Justice, regular version that will go up on Friday. So the way it works is this. There are some short ground rules.
Oh, so, shit.
Little people ground rules.
What's that?
Don't talk about little people. Stop it.
Yeah, they're disgusting. Let's not talk about them.
I like the theater and sideshows.
You know what, Aaron? I don't have to lean down to knee you in the nuts. So
which?
Yes, which? Ken. Yes.
5 minutes. Five minutes.
I'm with you. That's all right. So anyway, the ground rules are pretty simple. Now, what I'm going to do
stay
is I'm going to start by saying that we've decided that Weekend Justice needs to be different in order to get more popular, and so we're doing an alternate version. Basically, the regular versions of ourselves are all fired, and then we'll cut to the theme music, and when we come back, we'll start the fake Weekend Justice. The ground rules are: number one, don't break character, whatever the hell your character is. Mm-hmm. Number two, don't deliberately cause someone else to break character. And number three, don't stop.
Thinking about tomorrow.
Don't.
If.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Do we need a safe word?
Oh,
okay. Everybody call me Roxy.
Yes, it's Roxy of Spaz House.
Okay.
Roxy. All right,
Roxy.
I can't figure out what to do.
I can't either.
Lee, you could always be, I don't know, sober.
Oh God, that would be.
You could be a teetotaler, Lee.
But you could be a total teetotaler.
You could be like Perry Mason.
I could be conservative.
You could be a disapproving owl.
You could be a toe teetler.
Exactly.
A total teetler.
So the way it works is when the call goes out for, I think it's time we're basically going to do introductions. And then if we're still alive at that point, recommendations. And then when the call goes out for, I think it's time that we all definitely say goodbye. That's when we definitely say goodbye and we get out. And if it collapses in on itself, honestly, it'll just be like every other episode of Weekend Justice. So don't worry about it.
And they'll still get fun for 30 minutes or whatever it is.
Yes.
Right.
I don't care.
Okay.
Five minutes.
That's how I convinced my wife.
I was laughing at the fun part, not the duration.
Okay. No, he was talking about. All right. So how many? What's our minute bet for everybody? Let's put it down right now. I'm gonna type it in. Aaron, how long do you think we can do this?
I need help.
Like a good Saturday night, I think we can go for about 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay. Tough.
Is that what you tell your girlfriend?
Tuffles. How many?
When she wakes up, yes.
Oh, 10.
Oh shit.
10 minutes from Tuffles.
Okay, Lee's done. Okay, good.
I would like to say something.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Din.
I also do not have an alternate personality.
Actually, Din, I got one for you. Just be a really big slutty kind of person.
That's correct.
So, like every
last. Well,
that's
what she's been doing for the last 2 weeks.
I bet you'll
talk about
children.
So
I have not.
Oh yes, you have.
I have not. I made a few comments.
All right, there you go. Use indignation all night long, there, Din.
That'll work. Din, how long do you think we can hold this?
I think I may have had just about enough of you people already.
There you go. You're in character.
In character now. Just keep that.
Can I change the bet to 5 minutes?
No, you can't.
No, you're in. You're in for 10.
Din, you're already in for 5, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, Kimmy, how long for you?
15.
All right. Rox?
4 hours.
I just want to address the closest without going over.
Well, let us know when you're done with that, Rox.
Din, what's yours?
What Ultimate Weekend price? Justice, the fish show.
Midge?
What? Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I'll go. Well, there's a shitload of people on the call, so just to get through introductions, I think I will go for 17.
17, all right. Yes. And Lee is going with 25.
Okay, now is Rob on the call?
Rob is not here yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, John? John and Serve, how long? John?
Serve's
going to take 666 seconds.
Is Serve going to talk in third person the hallway through the podcast, Duke? I would enjoy that.
Seconds.
That's
okay.
Serve's
and,
alternate
and John,
personality.
How long from you, babe?
John, 1 minute.
45.
1 minute, John. 1 minute.
Yeah. 1 minute.
Who's going to get to the showcase showdown?
How much for it? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, was it wise? Should we have, like, warnings of what everybody's thing is first so we don't completely break up laughing when we hear
it? Oh, what... no. No, there's no warning.
Okay.
No warnings.
No warning. Anyway, John, did we get it?
They could still be laughing on Ultimate Weekend Justice.
I actually said 45 right. minutes.
Okay, 40. Okay.
40 minutes? Okay, 45. Got it. All right.
All right. So, whatever. Now, is Scott here?
Scott is not here.
Okay. I'm just checking because they're showing up in the conversation for me. Rob and Scott are, so I just want to
change. I'm stepping away for a second.
I'm changing my bet since Scott's not here to 60 minutes.
No, you can't change it. You already got it in. It's already in.
That's right. It's already in, John.
Right.
That's
what she says. All right. So, all right, we're going with everyone's normal names except for Rox, who is Roxy. So,
right.
And Lee, so you're not wearing pants? Is that your alternate thing?
Yeah.
And Din is now sexy.
Just letting you know.
Sexy Din.
Sexy.
Oh, thank you, John. Okay. That's
sexy mama.
Lady sexy Din. Din of Sexopia.
Okay.
Wait, does that make her Lady Din Din?
Lady, yes. Ooh, Lady Din Din, I love. Oh, Tuffles, that's awesome.
I am, by the way, back now and terribly confused. About.
You are now Lady Din Din, people sexy goddess of Sexopia, who is also sexy and really likes sex.
I really don't know that I can sell that.
You just did.
You're
just
done.
Talk slowly. That's all.
All you had to do was just breathe out after everyone to go, I don't know if I can sell that.
Actually, talk slowly and progressively get faster.
That was.
Mother of God. All right.
For me.
Okay.
So, worst case scenario, so just rip Rock, video off, or the audio off.
Yeah.
Video. Okay.
We were putting up the tree today, and I remember that we were watching Frosty because I hadn't seen it in forever, and I completely forgot that the villain is Professor Hinkle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he a friend of yours?
No.
Okay.
He was weird. He was weird and creepy.
But he also rides on trains.
Oh, that's
well,
true.
He was chasing Frosty and that weird little girl.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. But still.
I didn't like that little girl. She should have froze to death.
Oh, can I steal that from my Twitter?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
All right. It's my present to you. See?
Yep, I know.
Merry Christmas.
I know. Yeah.
Bye.
I'm so glad it's almost over.
I know.
Cheerio. So it says goodbye to y'all.
Yeah.
Later.
Whatever. Be one with the universe.
Go in peace and think positive thoughts.
I'm done with this.
Bye.
This should be whack. Bye-bye!
Goodbye, all.
Okay, John, I'm on right now. Give me just a minute while I clarify.
Next weekend, Justice in it. Just completely and utterly summarized right there.